Section 7, Obtaining and Playing NLS Books, on your stream. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a service provided to American citizens living within the United States or living abroad. The National Library Service has started an expanded pilot project for downloadable digital talking books and magazines. If you are currently an NLS patron, then you can visit their website and enroll. Once enrolled, you'll be able to download these digital talking books and magazines and play them on an authorized NLS player, such as your stream. The website address is www.nlstalkingbooks.org/dtb. Again, that's www.nlstalkingbooks.org/dtb. Once here, you can fill out the form to enroll. You'll be asked for your name, your email address, a physical address, and a phone number, and the model of player that you're going to be using, in this case, your stream. Once you have been verified as a National Library Service member, and once you have been approved to access the website, you'll receive an email message. This email message will contain your username and password to log into the National Library Service Digital Talking Book website. Once you've done this for the first time, you will be asked to change that password. This is mandatory. Soon after receiving your National Library Service email messages, you will get another email from HumanWare. This is the next step in authorizing your stream. Inside of this email message will be a link to a form that you need to fill out. The following information will be requested: your first and last name, your email address, your stream serial number, and the special NLS message number that will be shown in that special HumanWare email message. This is not the message number that you received in your NLS email exchange. Put all of this information into the form and submit it. Soon thereafter, you'll receive an email message from HumanWare with your authorization details. HumanWare will send you the special authorization file that you'll need to put onto your stream to authorize it to play NLS content. The file name has an extension of KXO and needs to be placed on the root of the SD card on your stream. You can do this one of two ways. You can either connect the stream directly to your computer using the long USB cable, or you can remove the SD card from the stream, place it in a card reader, and then copy the file to it that way. It really doesn't matter. Either way, each device will get assigned a drive letter. On this computer, it will be drive letter G. On yours, it could vary. It could be E, it could be F, it could be H. So you're going to need to determine this. The best way to determine what the drive letter is for your SD card or your stream is to navigate inside of My Computer. The My Computer icon is located on the desktop, and once here, you can use your arrow keys to locate the drive in question. Once you know what drive letter it is, we can then proceed. Once you have opened up the HumanWare email message, save the KXO file to your desktop. We're going to assume that it's located there. Once there, verify that the serial number in that file name is the same serial number of your stream. The serial number can be located after the word serial in the file name itself. It's a series of numbers right after that. Verify that these numbers match the numbers on your stream. To get to the serial number of your stream, press the information key, or key 0, on the numeric keypad. Once you have verified that the file name does match the serial number on the stream, then we can continue. If it does not, contact HumanWare, give them the correct stream serial number, and they'll issue you a new authorization file. I'm going to go ahead and assume, for this demonstration, that we're going to use a card reader. I'm going to remove the card from the stream, and I'm going to place it into my card reader. If you're going to do it this way, make sure you know how to place the card into the card reader. Do not force it into place. You could damage the card or the card reader. Because I have MP3 files and text files and other content on this card, Windows is going to try to find out what I want to do with this content. Watch what happens.
What do you want Windows to do? Play using Windows Media Player. 1 of 6. List view. Dialog. Removable disk key.
As you can see, it told me what drive letter this is. But in this case, I don't want to play the content using Windows Media Player. I simply want to press Escape here, and I'm going to do that. One option you have here is to navigate using your arrow keys and select View Folder. Once you've done this, you can tab and check the box that says Always Perform This Operation. However, you may or may not want to do this. The advantage of this, though, would be that once you insert your SD card or you connect your stream, you would automatically be given an opportunity to view or browse the content of the SD card or stream. We'll leave it up to you if this is something that you think that you would want to do. I'm going to minimize myself to the desktop.
Desktop.
And I'm going to press the letter U.
U. SNLS.pilotkeys.
And this is the file that I'm interested in, so I'm going to copy it to the clipboard by pressing Ctrl-C.
Copy to clipboard.
Now I'm going to open up the Run dialog by holding down the Windows key and pressing R.
Combo.
And I'm going to type in G,
G:\.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Desktop. Windows Explorer. $VR Audible. Unselected. List view. 1 of 7.
And I'm going to paste it onto this drive, like this, using Ctrl-V as in Victor.
Paste it from clipboard. VR.
And I'll press End to get to the bottom of the list.
SNLS.pilotkey00.
And the file is there. Now, whether you're connected directly using your stream to your computer or you're using a card reader, it really doesn't matter. These steps are identical. Whether you have your stream connected directly to your computer or you have your SD card inside of a card reader, it really doesn't matter. When it's time to remove the device, you need to do it safely. This is done by using the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard. This icon is located in the Windows System Tray. To get to it, either use Insert S with Window Eyes or Insert F11 with JAWS for Windows. After doing this, you'll receive a list of System Tray icons. Press the letter S until you get to the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard icon, and then tab to the button that says Left Mouse Click or Single Left Mouse Click. Once you get there, press the space bar on this. You'll then receive a list of available devices to safely remove. Simply highlight the device in question, whether that be your stream or your SD card inside of a card reader. We will leave it up to you to determine that. Then press Enter. The computer will then tell you that it's safe to remove the device. Make sure to always do it this way. Not doing this could cause data loss on the SD card, whether the card is inside of the stream or in a card reader. In Section 9 of the audio tutorial, we'll be talking with you about Audible and connecting the stream directly to the computer. In that section, we'll be describing to you in detail the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard. If you're using a card reader, remove the card from the card reader. Now, hold the card in your hand and turn off your stream. You need to do this regardless of how you've connected or copied the file to your SD card. If you've used a card reader, place the card back into the stream and then turn on your stream. You'll then be able to tell if your stream has been authorized to play NLS content.
Welcome to Victor Reader. 1. User key processed.
Climbing the highest mountain.
It said 1 user key processed, which means that your stream is now authorized. You may also hear 3 user keys processed. This really depends on how NLS packages the user key. We now need to remove the authorization file from the SD card. So let's reconnect our stream or insert the card back into the card reader and do that. I'm going to remove the card. I'm going to place it back into my card reader, or I'm going to get prompted again by Windows. It's all right.
Dialog.
Yep. And I'll press Escape. And now I'm going to go to the Run dialog.
Dialog.
And I'm going to type in G:\.
Desk. VR.
Again, your drive letter may vary. I'm going to press End.
SNLS.
And at least on this card, it's the last file. It may not be on yours. So you'll need to find it. Once you find it, go ahead and press the Delete key.
Yes, Y. Button.
And then answer Yes.
Y. Removable Disk G.
If you want to go ahead and test that it now works, meaning that it will not try to re-add the user key, then use the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard, just as we described, to remove your device from the computer, and then insert your card back into your stream if you used a card reader, turn off your stream, and turn it back on. You should hear the stream start and announce the name of the book that you last left.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And you're all set. Except, well, you don't have any NLS content to play yet. So let's go get some. Let's go ahead and browse now to the NLS website. Let's go back to the Run command in your Start menu. Hold down the Windows key and press R.
Dialog.
And type in the web address. It's www.nlstalkingbooks.org/dtb.
/dtb. Desktop. NLS downloadable book and magazine. Security report 7 links to headings.
The first thing that we need to do is we need to log in.
Top.
I'm going to the top of the page and I'll press Tab.
Link. Application instructions. Visited link. Enter the NLS Download Pilot website.
And that's what we want to do here.
Dialog. Connect to www.nlstalkingbooks.org.
And now you're going to get a dialog box. This is not a standard web form. It's a Windows dialog box. And you'll be asked for the username and password. And then if you tab past those, you'll get to a checkbox. And the checkbox says,
remember my password R. Checkbox. Checked.
And you could either check this box or uncheck it. It depends on what you want to do here. But if you do check it, you won't have to remember the username and password when you come here on subsequent visits. Let's tab again.
Okay. Button.
And I'll press the space bar on this.
Space. NLS downloadable book and magazine service pilot test enrollment application with security report 8.
And we're now on the website. And I want to go get the Smart Computing magazine. This is a magazine that I try to read monthly, and I know it's a magazine that's currently available on the website. So let's browse to the magazine combo box.
All authors combo, go button. All titles combo, go button. All subjects combo box, go button. Edit box, search box, go button. All titles combo box, magazines by title. Browse off. Magazine S. Smart Computing.
And I'll tab.
Go button.
And I'm going to press the space bar on go.
Space. Security report 22 links to.
And now we have a list of the Smart Computing magazine titles. And if I press the tab key.
Visited link start over. Visited link download Smart Computing October 2007.
This is the October 2007 edition. Let's press enter.
Cancel. Button. Dialog. File download. Do you want to open or save this file?
And we want to save it, and we want to make sure we save it to the desktop.
Save S. Button.
So press spacebar on save. You can shift tab to it.
Space. Selection. Combo.
And I already have the desktop selected as being my default location. And you can just tab now to
Save S. Button.
The Save As button. And press the spacebar on this. Now, I already have this downloaded on my computer because this can take an awfully long time. In this case, I think this file is about 71 megabytes. And one of the requirements of the Digital Talking Book program is that you have high-speed internet access. And even with high-speed internet access, it took a good 20 to 30 minutes to download this. It really kind of depends on how much traffic is on this website. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of this process because I already do have the file on my desktop. I'm now going to minimize myself to the desktop.
Desktop. SNLS.
The next thing that we need to do is we need to extract the content from the zip file that we've downloaded from the NLS website. Both Windows XP and Windows Vista provide the ability of unzipping things. Each of these files begins with the letter D, and I have a couple of these on my desktop. But I want to get to the Smart Computing magazine, so let's press the letter D.
D. Debris Smart Computing 200710.zip. 16 of 17.
And that's the correct file. So I'm going to use the application key, which is the second key from the right on my keyboard.
Context menu.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Open O. Search. Explore X. Extract All. A dialog.
And I'm now on an Extract All option. And this is the option that you'll see inside of Windows. Now, if you have another zip application installed, then you may have other options, such as that provided by WinZip or Power Archiver or any number of applications that are currently available on the Internet. Let's go ahead and press Enter.
Menu closed. Next 10. Button. Property Sheet. Extraction Wizard. Welcome to the Compressed Zipped Folders Extraction Wizard. The Extraction Wizard helps you copy files from inside a zip archive. To continue, click Next.
So we'll go ahead and hit the spacebar on Next.
Space. Edit box. Files will be extracted to this directory D. F. Bishop Desktop Debris Smart Computing 200710.
And that's correct. That's where I want them to be extracted. So I can simply just press the Enter key here.
Next 10. Button.
And they're now extracting.
Show extracted files H. Checkbox. Checked.
It says show extracted files, and in this case I do not. So I'm going to press the space bar.
Space. Unchecked.
And I'm going to tab.
Finish. Button.
And press the space bar on finish.
Space.
Now I'm going to minimize back to the desktop.
Desktop. D.
And I'm going to press the letter D.
D. Debris Analog 200711.zip. 17. Of 18.
That's the other magazine that I've downloaded from the NLS website. I'm a big science fiction fan. Let's press the letter D again.
D. Debris Smart Computing 200710. 18. Of 18.
And we know that this is a folder. So let's go ahead and Control C, which means to copy it.
Copy to clipboard.
Now that we've copied the folder to the clipboard, we need to reconnect our stream to the computer or reinsert our card back into our card reader. If you're going to connect your stream to the computer, make sure that the stream is turned off before connecting your USB cable. Once your USB cable is connected, go ahead and power up your stream. Your computer will then recognize the stream, and you can then proceed. Let's go ahead now and remove our card from our stream. Or if you'd like, simply reconnect your stream to your computer using the long USB cable, whichever you choose. I'm going to remove the card now from my stream. I'm going to insert the card into the card reader.
What do you want Windows to do? Play.
You can turn that off, by the way, if you don't want it to keep popping up like that. And now I'm going to go to the Run command by holding down Windows key and pressing the letter R.
Combo.
And we'll go back to, at least on my computer, drive G.
G, colon, backslash, desktop, VRR.
The next thing we need to do is we need to get into the right folder to copy this content to the stream card.
VR Audible, 1 of 7.
Well, it's not the VR Audible folder.
VR Audio BKM, 2 of 7. VR DTB, 3 of 7.
It's the VR DTB. WindowEyes is not speaking punctuation at the moment, but it's really $VRDTB. Let's press Enter.
Daisy.
And here we are. Let's press Control V.
Paste it from clipboard. Daisy Brook climbing the highest mountain. 1 of 2. No selected item. Dialog. Copying. Custom control.
And it's now copying the content to our card.
VRDTB.
And we're done. Let's press the End key.
Debris Smart Computing 200710. 3 of 3.
Now that we have the book in the Daisy bookshelf, let's go ahead and disconnect either our stream or our SD card using the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard as described before. And if we're using a card reader, insert the card back into our stream And let's go find out if the book really made it to our stream.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Let's press 1.
Bookshelf, talking books, 3, books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And let's go back using 4.
3.
Smart Computing. October 2007. Smart Computing. October 2007. Copyright 2007 by Sandhills Publishing Company.
Let's pause and look at our navigation levels that are available.
Time jump, 5 minutes. Phrase, level 1, level 2, level 3. Time jump, 5 minutes.
And so these are the different navigation levels that are provided in this magazine. Let's see what happens if we jump by level 1 headings.
Phrase, level 1.
Read by Mark Delgado. Table of contents. News and notes. Editor's note. We're a species of tinkerers and fixers. We like to build things, repair things, improve things. Technology news and notes. News from the help desk. Tech diaries.
That's right. It looks like this is a full magazine to me. And it's really as simple as that. You simply just need to go find out what you want on the NLS website, download it, unzip it, and then copy it to the folder on your stream, and then start listening.